Senator Hovind, appreciate your time today on News and Views.
Good morning, Joel.
You know, this, I was there. I was in Bismarck when you were a governor. There's times I was in your crosshairs and you were in mine, but you know what? We could talk to each other and we could get some work done, and you were the kind of governor that liked to get work done. How frustrating is this for you?
Very, very. And you know what, Joel, you make the right analogy. Look, you know, when I sat down with you guys, whether it was the House or the Senate, but the leadership of both parties, Republican and Democrat, when we sat down, we knew we had to get a solution for the people in North Dakota, and that nobody was going to get everything they wanted, but we had to have a solution, and we'd go back and forth, and then we'd come out with ideas and go to work you know, get something done, and that's why it's frustrating. You know, the leadership of the House and the Senate, both sides of the aisle went up to see the president, and then they come out and say they don't have some kind of at least preliminary agreement to work forward, and that's just not the way it should work. You know, leadership means they come up with ideas, and we go to work, and we go back and forth until we get it done.
Senator, someone made this analogy to me last night, and what I do at times like this is probably the same thing you do. I surround myself with people I respect that don't have a political tilt, just to see if my barometer's off. Because obviously, you know where I feel on some of this, but where I feel is pretty predictable. And what for me, what isn't as predictable necessarily is what you feel. Because I don't think I think you're pragmatic about your politics, and I've always respected that about you. But what I was talking to the guys last night, I said, one of them made the argument. They said, Joel, part of this is it's a win or lose. With all these damn new TV shows and everything that goes with it, and he said, and your talk shows got the same type of power that comes with some of that, that, you know, it's all about winning and losing, and people like you, Senator Hovind, are under a microscope all the time that if you compromise, you're perceived as weak. And I'm curious what you think about what he said.
Yeah, you know, that is part of the challenge. Look, any solution is imperfect, right? I mean, again, go back to your legislative days. It didn't matter what program we passed through the legislature. It was imperfect. It had some things that certain people liked, other things they didn't, and so forth. Solutions by their nature are imperfect, which is why you do have to compromise and come up with ideas where folks can say, okay, I got something out of the deal, you got something out of the deal, but we're moving the country forward. And that's why I think, you know, when President Obama comes out and says, he's not going to compromise, that's not right. He needs to say, okay, I'm going to work with the House and the Senate, House Republicans and Senate Democrats, and we're going to come up with some things. And I think there's clear opportunity to do that. I mean, look, he's saying, okay, pass a resolution that just has the changes in it that he wants in regard to Obamacare. House Republicans are saying, no, you have to defund. Well, in between there's a lot of things that we could do, whether it's, you know, delaying the individual mandate, just like the employer mandate's been delayed, whether it's repealing the medical device tax, the so-called pacemaker tax, or how about putting this into a bigger deal where we make real reforms and address the debt and deficit and the debt ceiling. That's the kind of discussion that has to be had, and he's got to be part of it.
But Senator, it seems to me that by making the Affordable Care Act the focus point from your side of the aisle, and I don't believe that that was – I think it was thrust upon people like you by Ted Cruz. I do. I don't believe that that was the John Hovind strategy. I will concede that. But you all fell in line behind it, or at least a good number of the people from your side of the aisle did. And so by taking the president's signature piece of legislation and saying, even though what we're discussing is a continual resolution to actually fund government and not shut it down, we want it to be about the Affordable Care Act, even though that isn't the subject at hand. And so, you know, it lends to this question, Senator Hovind. What if the powers that be in the Senate, where you sit and do not sit in the majority, what if they took the fact that there's some bipartisan support for immigration reform? And they said, even though we're talking about finance today, we're going to make this about immigration. We're going to tie this to where unless the House agrees with us on immigration reform, we will not fund the government. I mean, that's about how ridiculous this was to make it about the Affordable Care Act, in my opinion. And so I'm curious what you think about that.
Sure. But Joel, think about that. That's the whole point. We have got to put ideas on the table and see what we can come up with in terms of solution. Let me give you an example. We've got the debt ceiling issue upon us now, too, and I think these two issues are going to get put together. But how about the Farm Bill? We've put together a Farm Bill, okay, which is primarily mandatory programs. We've reformed it. We're going to have at least $24 billion in savings. That should be part of this debt ceiling agreement because it's a reform to a mandatory program that saves $24-plus billion and helps with the debt and deficit. Why aren't we putting all these ideas on the table and saying, we got big challenges in this country, we need big solutions, and everybody's got to be part of it?
Well, I've got an answer for that one. I think I do. You did. And Heidi did. And you came up with a bipartisan solution that cut direct payments, that lowered the cost of SNAP. You sent that over to the House. The House completely gutted the Farm Bill. They separated out the nutrition program. We've heard from people who think that that's not a good idea, such as yourself, that believe separation on that was not the right idea. And so it again goes back to the strict ideology of the House. And here's the thing. You can be from the same party and yet agree to disagree. But when comments like this are made, Senator Hovind, yesterday, Congressman Cramer said that this shutdown completely falls upon the Senate. I'm going to ask you directly, do you believe it is the Senate's fault alone for this shutdown of government?
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about, Joel. I think we've got to all take responsibility, whether it's Republican or Democrat.
But that doesn't answer my question, Senator.
It answers it very directly. I'm saying, look, we're all in this together. And we all have to step up, man up, if you will, and find solutions that the American people support. None of them are perfect. But if we stay in this mode of, you have to do this, I have to do that. No, we got leadership means we get together and find solutions and agree on them.
I agree with that. But I want you just listen to this quote for me, Senator. Just listen to this quote. It's a little bit long, but it's worth your listen because, quite frankly, it's about you. So listen to this.
My wife and I gave 6 weeks of our salary to charity last year. That's what we always do. We don't put out news releases bragging about how much money we gave to charity. I don't find it all that charitable to put out news releases to talk about your gifts to charity. I think it's a gimmick, first of all. Second of all, if you want a Congress that's full of millionaires and doctors' wives, go ahead and don't pay them. But we're not exactly overpaid in this, and I'm going to stay here and earn my salary every day up until midnight, 1 in the morning, if that's what it takes to get this government going again.
Now, you agreed not to take the pay. Your family has been successful. You've been successful. Prior to this, you ran the bank in North Dakota. Prior to that, you worked in your family's bank. It doesn't take a lot of research to know that financially you fit the criteria that Congressman Cramer just talked about. Do you take offense to what he just said?
No, I don't. And look, Joel, you know Kevin and I do too. And Kevin, he's a North Dakotan. He's a guy that's trying to find a way to get some solutions. And granted, you and he disagree on a number of things, a number of approaches. But I got to say, if people here in D.C. all kind of had North Dakota common sense, even though we don't agree on stuff, and you and I worked in the legislative process, we worked with Kevin at the PSC, if we would just act like North Dakotans here in Washington, D.C., and I think we do, but if we could get more people to act that way, we'd get through these things.
So is what you're doing by not taking pay a stunt?
No, but I think he was talking about if somebody was trying to make more out of it, and I obviously haven't, and so I think I'm not sure what he was responding to, but no, I don't take offense at it.
Okay. Senator, What's it going to take to get this solved other than getting people in a room? What, on your side of the aisle, because you know and I know that we're about to default on the money that we owe. We're the gold standard. We can't do that. Speaker Boehner has come out and said he will go to the moderates in his side of the aisle and the Democrats if it takes it to do it, basically telling the Tea Party and his caucus that, hey, I don't care if you fire me. I'm going to go down that road. But what will it take to make you, as Republicans, feel as though if you got rid of the medical device tax, would that be enough of a win to say, let's get this done?
You know, I think that that certainly could be part of a compromise. And like I said, Joe, I think this is going to now be included in part of a debt ceiling agreement. And that's one of the reasons I talked to Speaker Boehner yesterday, was to urge him to make Farm Bill, or agree to make Farm Bill part of it. Here's an opportunity for us to make the reforms we've made, the mandatory program, find savings and help solve the problem. Let's get more of those kinds of ideas that help us address this debt deficit, that help us make the kind of reforms that the American people want, and you know, not only get government going, but address the debt ceiling problem.
Senator, yesterday your leader was caught on an open mic, and he was caught with Rand Paul talking about how this is all about a win for the Republican Party. You've seen the clip. I've seen the clip. It's out there. Go on YouTube. Anybody can see the clip. But basically, you know, using the terminology of negotiations, is that what it's come to? The fact that, you know, the Rand Pauls of the world, who are the most radical members of your caucus, can walk up to Mitch McConnell and tell them that the political strategy is just about winning and not about the American people?
Actually, Joel, I've not seen the clip, so I'm going to have to just give you a little bit more of a general response. Look, both parties, and you and I have had this conversation before, too. The Democrat party is a big tent party. They got a spectrum of ideas in that party, and the same is true in the Republican Party. And you work with people on a lot of different issues. You have different ideas about how to go at some of these things. But if you're not a big tent party, you know, you're not representing the people across the spectrum and really don't have an opportunity to govern, because you got to get a majority to govern.
Let me end with this, because I think you're in a position where, as a moderate with some common sense, you can help broker a deal here. But do you ever fear coming back to North Dakota and being challenged from the right in a primary by the Tea Party?
You know, that's just not how I approach things. I've been in public service for quite some time now, and I believe in the people of our state, and I try to represent them as best I can and do what I believe to be right and what I can stand up and tell them, this is why I did it, because I think it's best for our country and best for our state. Hey, it's up to them to decide after that.
Okay. Senator Hovind, always good to talk to you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Joel.
You bet. 237-59